Welcome to the Wisdom for Life podcast with David Baker. David was a former paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne Division and for over 30 years has been a preacher. He has written 5 books and is an Amazon number one best-selling author. He is the chaplain at the county jail, pastors a church, and is the father of 11 children. Yes, 11. This podcast is here to give you wisdom for your family, your marriage, your children, your finances, your health, and your life. And now, the host of Wisdom of Life podcast, David Baker.
Hello and welcome, David Baker. Welcome to the Wisdom for Life podcast. And it is part 6 for adult children. We started out with problems with kids, problem with teenagers, and problem with adults. And I think we'll have more parts with adults, kids, than we will with teenagers and kids. I've said it from the beginning, adult problems, adult kid problems are bigger. They're harder. They're adults. They're not simple like a 2-year-old's problems or even a teenager problems. They can be a little more complicated, but adults, it really is. So let me jump in and do a quick one today and give you a couple things to think about. I thought this was really good. Boundary settings, okay? Problems with adult children, boundary settings. Establishing and respecting boundaries between parents and adult children. I've seen this gone over wrongly so many times. Parents still want to parent with authority their children. I've talked about this often, but it's a big, big thing. You had your chance to raise them. Now hands off. You're done. Boundaries. Okay, I'm not going to interfere with my kid's life. I'm not going to tell them what to do. I had 18 years to do that, and now they're the adult. They're the authority. They can come back and ask it if they really want to know. I'll help them for sure, but I'm not going to go into their home and tell them what to do. For my 4 adult married children here, 5, let me see, my 5 adult married children, I don't think I've eaten at one's home. If I did, it was once. The other one, I know I didn't. We've never eaten at their home. Another one, I know we haven't eaten at their home. And the other 2, I think I eat there each once. How come? Are you upset about that? No, doesn't bother me a bit. I don't care. I like my house. I like our food. They come over here. But I'm not at their house. I'm not invading their space. I'm not telling them what to do. Their home, okay, their family. That husband is in charge of their home, not me. So many times parents push, tell them what to do. Wrong, stop it. I deal with it probably every week, somebody. What do I do? My mom, my dad, they're telling me. No, parents, you had your chance. You told them what to do for 18 years. They're adults. If they come back and really want to know, you can help them. Okay, establish that boundary. Then establish boundary for the kids. Establish boundary for the kids. So some people were shocked, like, oh, you moved out? Okay, I need the house key. We never did that because I want them to have a house key because I may need their help when I'm gone out of town. Hey, could you go feed the dog? Hey, could you check on the chickens? Hey, we got a goat having babies. I need your help. So we didn't take away their key, but they know that's our home. That's my food. That's my refrigerator, okay? The boundaries on the both sides. You have your own home. You have your own family. You want to come over for dinner? Absolutely. We'd love to have it. But you ask. It's not just, hey, we're here. Excuse me, what are you? Yeah, we're just here for dinner. My kids always ask, there's a boundary there. So respect and honor each other. Do not force anyone on the other person there. There ought to be that respect and asking because you created a new family. You created a new home and you're not a part of that one, okay? My parents, I'm so glad they let me be in charge of my home. My dad, I couldn't imagine what it would be like. My dad never, ever would tell me what to do. I can't imagine what it'd be like having the pressure of my parent, wanting to please my parent, and them telling me what I'm supposed to do, and now I've got to go against that. I never had to face that one time, and I'm so glad for that, okay? One time, my dad, this is a gigantic issue, and won't go into it. One time, my dad came to me and was concerned about something, and I said, Dad, thank you for asking. Let me explain. I explained to him the whole story, and it was a big issue, okay? And I explained to him the whole story, and he goes, oh, wow, son. We have a problem. It wasn't my problem. He was upset with me because of what he heard. And I said, Dad, let me explain to you the whole issue. And I explained to him. And he goes, oh, boy, we have a problem. And we do. We did. But only one time in literally my 34 years of married life has my dad ever done that. Okay. So boundary settings, make sure you do that. Then legal issues, assisting with legal matters or navigating challenges related to the law. I've dealt with this hundreds of times. Chaplain at the jail, the mom, trying to help with that. It is a tough thing. And this one, I don't know that there's a set thing you can do with that. It's sort of like what we talked about before. if they're trying to do right, if they've made changes in their life and they want to go the right way, can I help them? And I'll help them as much as I can as long as that's going on. If they're drinking, using drugs, they got a DUI, they're not repentant, they don't want to change, they want to live their own life and do their own thing, I'm sorry, son, I can't help you. Dad, you got money, you can pay my attorney if you want to. Dad, give me a good attorney, you can get me out of this. Son, I can't. That's not my job. I'm not supposed to. If they're manipulating you, no, I can't. They're responsible. They're an adult. They got themselves in trouble. They need to get themselves out. They will not learn otherwise. Okay? Remember, enabling. If they're not doing right and you're helping them not to do right, you're enabling them. Now, you know, if their spouse is leaving them, taking the kids, and they're going to mess up and destroy your grandchildren, and your child is trying to do right, trying to live for God, trying to do what they're supposed to do, then yeah, I'd probably break the bank, trying to do what I could to be able to help them. He's my son. Those are my grandkids. And the wife went off and she's a mess and she's using drugs and the kids and around and the men she's bringing into her life. Yeah, it's going to mess up my grandchildren. Then yeah, I'm going to do what I can to be able to help them. So I don't think it's a cut and dry. I think it is in each situation looking at. But here is the principles for it. When you have principles, then you're not swayed by emotion. The principle is, are they doing right? Are they trying to do right? Are they going the right direction? Okay, in right direction. They may not be 100% right, but they're going the right direction. God's working on them. Then let me help them. Let me help them how I can. Okay. If they're not doing right, please understand this again. Sometimes we have to hear things over. If they're not doing right, God is chastising them. God is spanking them. I come in then and bail them out. What am I doing? Who am I fighting? I'm not helping them. I'm enabling them. And now I'm fighting God, who's trying to bring judgment, trying to bring chastisement, trying to bring correction to them. Okay? God is the best parent. God knows what he's doing. They're his children. Once my kids are out of my house, I don't discipline them. I don't spank them. But God the Father does. So let him deal with them. Let him teach them. Let him help them. He's a better teacher and knows better than we do. I do not want to be fighting God. I'm wasting my time and wasting my money. God's going to win. I bailed them out. Now they're going to have it again. I bailed them out again. Now I'm going to have it again. Now I've got extra mortgages and loans under my house to bail out my kids. And now I've got to do it again because I'm fighting God. Let God spank them. Let them deal with it. And they can come out and be a changed, better person. Amen. That's so hard to do to my little Johnny. I know. Who's the best parent? Who knows the best how to help them? If you enable them, you're hurting them. If you don't spank them as they're a kid, God said we hate them. Now as adult, if we don't let God spank them, what are we doing? Technically, we're hating our children. Okay. Heavy issues on each of these, but really important. Think about it, meditate on it. If I can help you, feel free to email askpastorbaker@gmail.com. I'm collecting these and we'll do a whole podcast on these sometime. Okay. Hey, God bless. Thanks for hanging around for a little time. Hope it was a help. Think through it, pray for it, and store these up. And again, while we have them in our home, we better teach them everything we can. That's when we have the authority. After that, we only have influence. See, I told you I was going to mention that every week. Want to make sure we do. All right. God bless. We'll see you next time. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Wisdom for Life podcast. If you have any questions for us, email us at askpastorbaker@gmail.com and we will answer them in an upcoming podcast. The email is askpastorbaker@gmail.com.